One day Pooh and Piglet and Rabbit and Roo were all playing poo sticks together. They had dropped their sticks in when Rabbit said, "Go!" And then they had hurried across to the other side of the bridge, and now they were all leaning over the edge, waiting to see whose stick would come out first. But it was a long time coming, because the river was very lazy that day and hardly seemed to mind if it didn't ever get there at all.
"I can see mine," cried Roo. "No, I can't. It's something else. Can you see yours, Piglet? I thought I could see mine, but I couldn't. There it is. Oh, no, it isn't. Can you see yours, Pooh?"
"No," said Pooh.
"I expect my stick stuck," said Roo. "Rabbit, my stick stuck. Is your stick stuck, Piglet?"
"They always take longer than you think," said Rabbit.
"How long do you think they'll take?"
asked Roo.
"I can see yours, Piglet," said Pooh suddenly.
"Mine's a sort of greyish one,"
said Piglet, not daring to lean too far over in case he fell in.
"Yes, that's what I can see. It's coming over onto my side."
Rabbit leant over further than ever looking for his, and Roo wriggled up and down calling out,
"Come on, stick, 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 stick."
And Piglet got very excited because his was the only one which had been seen, and that meant that he was winning.
"It's coming," said Pooh.
"You sure it's mine?"
squeaked Piglet excitedly.
"Yes, because it's grey, a big grey one. Here it comes, a very big grey. Oh no, it isn't, it's Eeyore."
And out floated Eeyore.
"Eeyore!"
cried everybody. Looking very calm, very dignified with his legs in the air, came Eeyore from beneath the bridge.
"It's Eeyore!"
cried Roo, terribly excited.
"Is that so?"
said Eeyore, getting caught up by a little eddy and turning slowly round three times.
"I wondered."
"I didn't know you were playing,"
said Roo.
"I'm not," said Eeyore.
"Eeyore, what are you doing there?" said Rabbit.
"I'll give you three guesses, Rabbit. Digging holes in the ground?" "Wrong." "Leaping from branch to branch of a young oak tree?" "Wrong." "Waiting for somebody to help me out of the river?" "Right. Give Rabbit time and he'll always get the answer." "But Eeyore," said Pooh in distress,
"what can we... I mean, how shall we... Do you think if we..."
"Yes," said Eeyore, "one of those would be just the thing. Thank you, Pooh."
"He's going round and round,"
said Roo, much impressed.
"And why not?" said Eeyore coldly.
"I can swim too,"
said Roo proudly.
"Not round and round," said Eeyore. "It's much more difficult. I didn't want to come swimming at all today," he went on, revolving slowly. "But if, when in, I decide to practice a slight circular movement from right to left, or perhaps I should say," he added as he got into another eddy, "from left to right, just as it happens to occur to me, it is nobody's business but my own."
There was a moment's silence while everybody thought.